God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
Who's let us down? You know what I'm talking about. At the very first sign of trouble, they're nowhere to be found. Well, Jesus stays when others go. He'll never leave your side. He's your friend in stormy weather, 'cause He's good all the time.
God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
Well, He's the one you call in the middle of the night. Your body moans with pain. Don't worry about that wayward child, 'cause He's heard you call His name. He'll put food in your kitchen when you don't have a dime. He's not good just now and then. He's good all the time.
God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You know He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
Well,
God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know He is. The whole world over, and no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over, and no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
Raptor-centric church, Jesus is our pastor. We thank you, Father, for our opportunity to share and fellowship together. You've created this virtual church through the Spirit, through your work, and your leading. And we rejoice in that, and we thank you for it. We thank you for this day and any day which may come, because we know you'll lead us through it. You're with us always. In Jesus' name, amen. I have a major logistical consideration at the moment, and it's called food. So, and based on my recent exploits, it's more important than normal. So, I'm going to open up the lines here. We have Alana. Hello, Alana.
Hi, hello, church, and good evening to you.
Yeah. How are you?
I am well, and You know, I'll tell you, I checked my email when I got in, and I usually see something from Pat. And we were talking about her health. And I just wanted us to lift up Pat very, very much. I now don't have internet very much. It comes and it goes. So I can't get into the chat room at all. And I also wanted to send a happy hug to all my chat room buddies. And I'm wondering how everybody else is getting along on this 9/11 thing.
Well, that's a good question. We'll pursue that. You know, Pat is on the line here, but let's just say a quick prayer for her. Father, I join with Lana in asking an uplifting for Pat and her circumstances, her health, and her family's health, that you would reach in and give her a special rapture-centric renewal as we approach these last days. And we're looking forward to being with you, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. You guys are such a dear family.
Yeah, we, you know, it's, I've had some circumstances, you know, face-to-face people that I know or have met where you could just tell they had a similar spiritual leading, and it creates a really dramatic dramatically different sense of familiarity and knowing and trustworthiness that you just don't have with run-of-the-mill people, and we have that here. Plus, of course, we share a lot of things that he does amongst us, which very, very few people can share amongst themselves. I think we have Tana on the line. Is that Tana?
Yes, you have me. Hello. Let me turn off my computer so we don't have a echo. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Tana.
Love you.
Love you, too.
And I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful church. Thank you for loving us, and thank you that we will be here. Be there, not here. You'll be here to get us, to take us up there where you are. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you.
Amen. I think this is Keith. Keith, are you near the phone at the moment? He may not be. No, hi, Keith. We hear you.
Love you guys.
We're well. How are you?
Me too. Okay. I didn't know here what was going on with Pat. What's going on with Pat's health?
Well, I don't know. In just a minute, she'll be able to tell us. I'm going to bring on Leah.
Cool.
Hi, Leah.
Hello.
How
are you?
Nice to have you call in. Nice to hear your voice. Are you well today?
Yes, I am well. The Lord is showing me lots of things. I'm taking care of it.
Good job.
That, there you go. There you go. And here is Pat.
Oh,
hi, Pat.
You guys are so sweet. Alana, I just got your email, and I said, I'm fine, love. But thanks for praying for me, because I get the vertigo now and then. But otherwise, through the day, I just say, Jesus, take care of me. I haven't got anybody else to take care of me. So we could all say that to him. Well, I love you. I thank you so much.
Yep.
Yeah. I sent you an interesting email, Jerry. Kind of keep that, you know, under. But I hope you understood what I was saying.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I was away for a couple hours, and I just opened it. I saw it. I haven't had a chance to read it.
Okay. Thanks, guys. I love you all so much. Thanks for praying for me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's very sweet.
Love you.
Love you all.
So, Tana, I saw that you sent me an email, and likewise, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. Did you have something you wanted to share today?
No, not really. No, it was just that.
Okay.
We just
all about harvest days in Israel, and I think summer to fall is when the late figs are harvested. So I guess we're late figs.
Okay. Well,
yeah, we're still.
Go ahead, Keith.
I think we're definitely in a leap year this year still too. I think it ends on Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
That's another interesting thing about this year.
Yeah, I agree. I had an interesting realization last night that really, really surprised me.
Wow.
I after the show, I was kind of wandering by the garage, and you know how there's a sort of a vacuum that sucks me in there. And I couldn't resist it. And so our little kid's garage, I went in and started poking around. And I wanted to refresh myself on the Julian calendar. And just to set the stage a little bit, of course, last night after dark, Obama made his speech about the Middle East and ISIS or ISIL or, you know, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, whatever they want to call themselves. He could have made that same speech any time in the last 2 weeks or more, and he probably could have waited any time for another week or two to make that speech. He chose that particular night, which was, in fact, the 10th in our normal way of looking at it, but we also know classically that it was the beginning of the 11th, for example, if you have a Hebraic or a conventional traditional view of when the day starts at night and ends at nightfall. So he was into the 11th by certain reckonings. Well, I went back to the Julian calendar converter to just sort of catch up with where we are in the Julian calendar, and just if anybody's listening who's not familiar, just review that Judy and Little John were told to keep their eye on the Julian calendar as one of the calendars that God might use. Which, from his perspective on timing. And so I went back to the Julian calendar, and the calendar that we're familiar with months, is about 13 days off of what we're familiar with, but otherwise is very similar. However, they also, in Julian, and this is commonly used in government and science, have a total day count that goes way back to, I think it's 46 B.C., and that count is in the 2,456,000 day range. And my eyes got quite big when I realized that September 11th, 9/11 this year, which is today, is the day 2,456,911. Which, okay, just randomly, the odds of that are 1 in 365, okay? And so there's something really extraordinary about that, because that day is going to come on this 2 million day count eventually. However, for it to occur exactly on the day that's renowned as 9/11 is off the charts. Well, the other thing about this Julian day count is that it starts in a conventional time at nightfall. So there was a comment in chat about, you know, well, did anything happen today? And I just said, well, Obama spoke, and that was disaster enough. And the thing is, I believe he spoke decidedly at night, specifically because at night, it was officially on a Julian day count, the day 2,456,911. So he did his speech on 9/11, and I think that's what the event was. And, you know, there's now videos out that, you know, on alternative media about how he basically declared World War III and things like that. But basically, he's taking a powder keg and throwing the burning ashes on top of it. Because what he's essentially saying he's going to do is take more weaponry, more money, more armaments, and pour them into this area that's extremely unstable. So by any measure, certainly making the area more volatile in the short run. The reason the Julian calendar, that 2 million day count calendar, is in use is because each day has a unique number. Unlike our conventional calendar where, you know, one day a year can be called the same thing in each year. In this calendar, with the day counts, each day has its own unique number. And that's really handy in science and certain aspects of government work. But, you know, astronomy and also other things where they're watching the skies, and they can go to an exact day without worrying about a calendar interpolation. And that's why it's still in use and widely known in certain fields. So I believe he made his speech in his perspective on 9/11, not only 9/11 on our calendar, but 9/11 on the Julian calendar. Really extraordinary that those 2 days came together on the two different ways of counting. So that's kind of what I have right now. You know, it's just a single factoid, but I thought it was a pretty big deal. So what I wanted to do was just open it up and see if anybody at the moment had something they wanted to offer or get into.
Let me just tell you that Stacy's little granddaughter is back home and out of the hospital, so praise the Lord for that.
Oh, praise God.
Praise the Lord. Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's great.
It's great news.
It's great. Yeah. Wow.
Keith, did you have anything that was on your mind today?
I didn't know if anyone had heard anything about the Poland thing where where they'd stopped the gas to Poland. I don't know if anybody had. Pat, did you hear anything about that?
What is it? I didn't hear what you said.
Russia stopped sending gas to Poland.
Oh, yeah, something. There's something else, though, about the iPhone, the new phone that's out. I mean, I don't know if the story's true.
It'll
sign up. The guy got the chip. And
yeah, you can use the chip to activate.
It can be connected to the phone or something or other. Yeah.
What was it? China had 30,000. I think China sent 30,000 troops to the Russian border. Yeah, on the east side. But that's interesting. China is obviously friends, but something big's going to happen because they sent all those troops there. Russia's pissed. Russia's just really, really angry right now that the sanctions are going to clamp down again on them, and they're testing their nuclear weapons to scare everybody. But the bottom line is Russia talks a lot, and they really do. And the U.S. seems to, even though we talk a lot, the U.S. is actually doing the opposite these days and just sending drones here and doing this and then crazy stuff. So, Russia's kind of too long in the border with all those troops. They just waited way too long. You know, they moved there, and then they let the whole world know, and then they waited and waited. And some people say they're actually fighting with Ukraine right now. I mean, there's some fighting going on there, but we don't know if it's a full-scale invasion or...
Right.
You know, what's going on with that? It sounds like it's kind of undercover a little bit, the invasion going on there.
Yeah.
But they're going to need to be there for that Tommy reworm. What happened?
We got we have some kind of blast from the sun going to hit us tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We got a super bad
one, solar flare.
Yeah.
So expect an earthquake within 2 days. I'm hoping it'll be in LA right
now.
Stuff
to go out. Stuff, our electronics and things, too. It's really bad. It's supposed to be bad. And then the Ebola thing is crazy. And then you got these kids being sick in 11 states with, they don't know really quite what, you know. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just, it's like one thing after another. There was something else going on, too. I mean, why not write this sometimes?
Yeah, the Ebola thing has gotten way out of control. That's definitely the pale horse, the Lord told me. I mean, I thought they would maybe sort of, it wouldn't grow so fast, but it's mutating so fast, so quickly.
Yeah.
I know what it was. I know what it was. All right, 44 earthquakes, including 6.5 strong in Indonesia. That was one day ago. And then Russia says U.S. airstrikes without U.N. mandate against ISIS is illegal, that we can't just go in there and bomb away. We have to get the
oh,
U.N.
really?
To approve. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying to do that to justify. Well, they don't even care what U.N. says about invading Ukraine, so why do they care all of a sudden about... You know,
and then there's the thing. Well, he said that ISIS is not is not Islam. So I mean, does that
I
play
know.
Into that we can go ahead and kill him or something? I mean, it's just it's getting so crazy. Dear God, have mercy.
Well, we need
it's crazy.
Damascus to be taken out by Israel. So I'm thinking with the U.S. going into Syria with a little more, you know, with their intensity, it should just really spin that whole Syrian thing out of control, to where Israel will have to come in and nuke Damascus.
Yeah, and some
Israel's
guy got stabbed with Ebola. Yeah,
and Israel's still waiting on Israel's waiting for Rosh Hashanah on the Feast of Trumpets for the UN to decide what they're going to do. The UN's going to vote on it.
It's crazy.
I haven't heard much
right,
on that.
Well.
I just read a little article saying that they would vote on that.
Yeah.
That would
it's
be
well,
a history.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a very big chance that this so-called bombing of ISIS or ISIL in Syria that the president is declaring could be a giant provocation to Syria because they have said they reject it. They do not accept it. They do not want U.S. aircraft anywhere in their airspace because it could so easily be an act of aggression by the United States, which has already openly declared that they want the Syrian regime disposed of.
Mm. Oh, I see what you're saying. Right. Makes sense.
So the Syrians are saying, heck no, we don't want any part of that. We don't sanction, you know, even though these people are opposed to us, they're saying, no, stay out of our airspace. So the Syrians are very openly declaring that they are opposed to this, and it
wow.
is Syrian national airspace. So, you know, it is a very reckless and flippant
gotcha.
Thing to say that you're going to send American aircraft into that airspace without their approval, actually against their, you know, stated wishes. And so that alone is extraordinarily provocative because of how dangerous it is to the Syrian regime.
And has he done that already?
Right?
I mean, did he already send the aircraft, the drones in there, right? Is he already going
to
do it?
Yeah, the drones, but there's a limit to the power of what the drones are going to fire. But a larger aircraft can carry much more damaging munitions and bunker busters and things like that.
When is that going to happen?
Who knows what? I have no idea. Who knows what they're going to do, but... but I'm just saying that, you know, it's like saying, it's really no different than, Obama going on TV and saying, there's a terrorist cell in Islamabad, Turkey, and we're just going to bomb it.
Yeah, I got
you. It's like virtually
well,
random.
Last time he stayed. Remember last time he stayed out of it because the world said no, right? Remember we brought all the ships up there and everything, and then we turned around and sent them all home because the world said let's not get crazy. Now it's like he kind of, you know, did a total flip. Now it's like, you know, months later or a year later or whatever, and it's like, oh, we're going to go in. This is a different story. We have a different reason now, you know, as if it's all okay.
That's right. We need another excuse to go do what we intended to do all along. That's
right,
all it is.
We had our ships there. We were going to go in. Remember, the world said, back off.
Yep. That's it. That's exactly what this is.
Well, in Russia, meantime, Russia's getting sanctions to do nothing while we're just invading anywhere we want to. We're like, oh, we're in Iraq, and now we're going to be in Syria.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. It's, you know, there's no logic to it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely true. And,
Russia's
so,
getting punished for not doing anything, and then we're like free for all. We got the world.
I know, free
it.
For all. That's a good word, free for all.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness, and we didn't get hit today, boy. Nothing happened so far. I mean, who knows? You know, I was really surprised.
I know that meteor
was supposed
to wipe us out so we can go home, Pat. Come on.
Well, wait for the solar flare to come tomorrow.
All right.
We'll try for that
right.
one.
Right.
I'm hoping
right.
it'll be
exactly.
like 10.0 in L.A. or something so I can go home before everybody else.
Oh, my gosh. Every day is like an adventure. There's a high school, Mary Greeley, it was like 6 hours ago, some high school called Doherty High School, they closed it down for some medical emergency, and they'd send everybody home. But they're not telling us, she doesn't have the information yet, what it was that they closed the high school down for. So we'll have to see what that was
now,
all about eventually.
That Ebola thing can travel pretty fast around the world.
I don't know.
Like 20,000
they opened
cases,
up the school
right?
again, but there was a medical emergency that they closed this high school down. I don't even know where the high school is.
Maybe that was that respiratory
District
thing
11.
Or the Ebola thing. Who knows?
I don't
is that
know.
A
high school. Yeah, it's called Doherty High School, Doherty.
Yeah,
I didn't see the town that it was in, but they closed the whole school. Yeah, okay.
Like,
I guess so. Duh. Thank you.
20 minutes. Like 20 minutes
from me. Oh my
yeah,
goodness!
Wow.
So,
wow.
Did you hear anything? Why they closed it down? Because some kid had some medical emergency?
No, I don't.
Know.
I don't watch the news or turn on the TV.
Oh no, I have it on. No, no, I don't either much, but I have it on the computer here. Mary Greeley, she's pretty good about putting stuff out.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say anything more. She doesn't have enough information, but she grabs it right away, whatever it is. So she's good. You know, I respect
yeah.
her.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of led here. I think we have, is this Chris? Is that you, Chris?
Yep, hey, Keith.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey,
hey. Hi, honey. How you doing?
I want to do a mini kind of praise and worship right now.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I'm going to play Revelation song, and I really...
Okay.
And I just want to set this up very briefly by saying I think it's extremely remarkable over the last few days and how many different people we're seeing getting messages for this weekend definitely in the next few days. I listened to a little bit of Jonathan Kleck last night, and he has known for a long time that Bono from U2, the rock band, knows the things that he knows, and that's why he plays those songs so much, because they reflect his personal experiences, that is to say, Jonathan Clark's.
Yeah.
Last night he discussed this album that U2 just released, and they're releasing it free. And he looked at which they announced it, and Bono was at the Apple unveiling of new products that was on the 9th, 9-9. And he said that Bono did a countdown, 5-4-3-2-1. And if you put that in days, he did it with his hands, like, you know, they're getting ready to show, you know, turn on the lights or whatever the answer was. But Kleck interpreted it as something different, I think. And if you interpret it as a count of days, then it takes you to Sunday. And or the Sunday money that we're looking at. So he strongly, in fact, God told him yesterday before the show that Bono was his messenger. So God directly endorsed it, and he went back and looked at this. So he believes that this album release, releasing it free, probably the content of the music on this album, of which there's exactly 11 songs, he's extremely he's on super double high alert, if you will. And So I'm going to play a Revelation song here, and if just everybody would go into a little bit of kind of a prayer mode and see if they get anything from the Lord, see what might happen.
Okay.
Prayer in tongues there, so I'm not sure what exactly that was for, but I do believe we should really celebrate this time coming up. We're seeing so many different people get signs, get messages.
we've had some really powerful, strong signs before, powerfully strong, and we've had a lot of interesting days. But we're starting to see what's called a plurality. We're starting to see really so many of the people that each of us interact with individually or at least, you know, pay attention to as, you know, having a spirit leading from the Lord. But this is a real, really interesting time. Really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Did anyone else have something that came up?
I was going to read Lana because it kind of just a couple of words, I guess, in there. But
okay.
You can let everybody else speak, and then I can read that if you
no,
want.
No, nothing came up during the song, which is I know what you're asking. But early this morning, I was just in my worship time with the Lord, and he was saying how the RCC brings him joy, and that's why he's bringing his home early.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I didn't get a word, but I've been really, really struggling today badly with just anger and resent and bitterness and just stress and just, and I've been like in super prayer all day and I have not been able to get my peace back, you know, no matter how much I prayed. I was, you know, I listened to my Bible app for like 4 hours straight. You know, and I'm just trying to get in the Word, and I'm, you know, while I'm working, I'm trying to get in the Word, and I'm praying, and I'm like, Lord, please just take this bitterness, take this anger. You know, I don't like feeling it. You know, I wanted my peace back, and during that song, I was able to just feel at ease and feel the peace of the Lord over me. It was just
awesome.
Great.
I mean, I can't even explain how much struggling I've had gone through today. Just, you know, you fight those, you know, the resentment, you know, the anger and bitterness. And you
just
know,
say,
just
Jesus,
like,
I love you. In those moments, you say, Jesus, I love you. And don't even fight it. Don't even think about it. Nothing. Just, Jesus, I love you. And that's what he wants to hear. And he'll take it from there. Trust me, he will.
Yeah.
Because I've had a day like that today, too, Chris.
Yeah.
I, too. A lot of things came at me today, and I could have almost thought he took a walk away from me, but he didn't. I know he didn't. He told me he understood. Yeah, Jerry, right? And but I'll let me read the Lana. Chris, this might uplift you a bit.
You know,
I don't think
Pat,
I've written
just let me,
this one. Yeah, go. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Just before you start, I just want to say one thing. Chris,
yeah.
Not just for your benefit, but, you know, everybody's. A few days ago, I had... It wasn't exactly the same feeling you had, but I really started pressing into him, and in the evening, just about things in general. Some of it was just kind of this weird, awkward feeling, and then I really went back to it. I was able to really spend some time with him on it, and I really didn't feel like I'd made any progress with him on it, even though I knew that I had spent time with him, and I just didn't feel like I had sort of completed the cycle, if you will.
Yeah.
And then later on in the day, in the afternoon, I sort of set it aside and started looking at a couple other things and kind of thinking more towards the show and things to share, and that's when... And he showed me some things and a couple of old words that I had, and I read them on the show. But that was the beginning of the answer for me. And when I stopped pursuing the question is when he started to provide the answer.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah.
I think we have Judy on the line. Judy, are you there?
Oh, hey, okay.
I think she's there. Maybe she can't speak right now. She may be listening. It might be she has to travel. Okay, Pat, why don't you go ahead and read.
Okay. If I've read this before, just shut me up and say we've already heard this. But while I was listening to the song, I was just looking at a couple of sentences here, but I'm going to read the whole thing. And I hope this uplifts you. And she says, have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart, Mark 11:22-23. Many have mountains before them that are labeled impossibility. They are screaming loudly at loudly all their impossibilities. They are standing tall. They are intimidating. I sense the word pursue heavily on my heart. No matter how things look right now, no matter what things are screaming at you, do not stop pursuing him. Do not let the enemy put your eyes to circumstances and what the natural looks like, but continue to pursue him and declare his word. The opposition has increased so dramatically for some coming into September because of the amazing things the Lord is going to release in this month, but now is not the time to sit back and wait for it to blow over. Now is the time to be proactive. Do not give up. Keep moving forward. Keep proclaiming the words that he has given you. Not what man says, not what circumstances say, but what the Lord says. Mountains are going to move in September. Huge mountains. Mountains that look so impossible. But out of these mountains, moving ministries are going to be birthed. Salvations will increase and the kingdom will be seen to move and extend at a rapid pace. Have faith in God and watch what he will do as you move according to his word, as you speak forth his word and fight. Do not give up. I also sense many have felt like there are whispers of doubt and fear on every side, foreboding, fearful taunts continually around. Look at the very area that the taunts are attacking, because for many, this will be the very area the Lord is about to give you victory and breakthrough over, the very area the Lord is going to release you into, stepping into greater authority. He has given you all authority, but there is a growing into But there is a growing into this authority that is happening right now. Take up your swords, people of God. Pursue him. Do not stop pursuing him. This is a vitally crucial moment for many. Press through until you see breakthrough. There you go.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
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 I've been surprised all day because, you know, I get this. You know, I go through this stuff
mm-hmm.
every day, you know, it's always the same stuff. And usually, in probably, I'd say a good 10 months, 11 months, when I really, really got in touch with my walk with God, and I really, you know, he just took all that from me, and I just... Those things don't bother me. Didn't bother me forever, you know. I mean, it's persecution, you know, and it's a form of persecution. And I was always just I learned. Well, God taught, you know, took all of it, so I didn't care. And then today, it just kept trying to push back in, and I'm just like, Lord, why is this happening? What am I doing? Is that I don't have that. It's on your shoulders. It's, you know, it's yours. It's not mine. I don't have to worry about it.
It's the last hour that we're in, Chris, because I'm getting the same thing from different stuff that I'm always getting attacked with. Today was just, like, relentless,
okay.
You know, and it's been
the
that way.
The enemy knows where to attack you guys, and the enemy knows where your weak points are.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuke him. Just he knows, and he's going to come at you, and I'm telling you, he will come at you through your family. Oh, my goodness, will he ever. Oh, my goodness, be aware of this.
That's where
he's hitting
you
back. Ahead of time, be aware
yeah.
that this is going to happen, that you're going to get attacked
right.
from the ones that love you and you love. And that's what hurts
yeah,
is because of the love involved and the pain and the knife in the heart, okay, that they will cause you, okay?
Yeah, he's,
just be
he's
aware.
Not,
I can't tell you that enough. Be aware and be prepared and be ready for when this happens so that you can address it peacefully and not go off like I did today.
I had you know, your mind going and you're like, you know, and I'm just like,
the
I'm
enemy
so
knows.
Mad and this so,
enemy
you know, so
knows.
Frustrated Yeah. And I don't usually
welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Welcome
you're
to
the
club.
One.
You're a card-carrying member of the human race. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, he's always going to attack.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
not going to attack us where we're strong. Hey, we've got another caller here. It's 985.
Okay.
I'm not sure who this is. 985? Would you like to speak, 985? Hello? You don't have to.
We'd like you to.
Okay. Maybe. I don't recognize the number, so I'm just going to put them back on mute. If
listening.
They want to listen, they're very welcome.
Keep listening.
Ben. You can send 95%.
Is who? Deb?
Ben.
Oh, maybe she's in her car.
Oh, Ben. Ben.
Oh, Ben. Ben, is. Are you 95? Ben, is that you?
But he might not be able to talk. Sometimes he just
He might not be able to talk. Okay, I did hear a little maybe car noise or traveling noise there. So maybe he can't. He can't speak. So I'm actually going to put him. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, that's. Oh, isn't that interesting?
What?
That same number just changed on the board. Nope. Well, anyway, sorry, techie stuff.
It's okay.
So, so anyway, we're having a real, you know, it's these things are going to come and go. It's going to come in waves. I think it's a good good that you shared that with us, Chris, because we just need to be reminded, even though we're looking forward and looking up, you know, there are still possibilities that that we're going to receive attacks. And, you know,
well, you guys, I don't know.
Just be challenges, you know.
Oh, go ahead, Jerry. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, it might just be a challenge. You know, sometimes, remember, Judy had a word from the Lord about how he was going to prepare us spiritually because we can't prepare ourselves. And, you know, he is allowing these things when we experience them. And so we should, in a portion or in part, we should embrace these challenges to you know, our soft spots, if you will, as a preparation of the bride, because it's a spiritual preparation. You know, it's not something that's to make us be happier in our current lives. We're very soon to be out of here. And but he's doing the preparation because a normal bride can prepare herself. But under these circumstances, Jesus is the preparation. He's doing the preparation because it's a spiritual preparation. And so he's allowing these things, and, you know, we should be, even though they're frustrating and hit us, and often hit us, you know, where they're frustrating and a little different, they're a challenge to deal with, we should also try to embrace them and just turn back to him, you know, do the things we know to do, and to an extent accept the things when and move on. You know, sometimes there's things in the road we just have to steer around as best we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Well, I don't know, for those of you that aren't in our Facebook chat, there is a super, Keith saw it and he liked it too. I don't know if you guys ever followed Joseph Prince. But
he's in Singapore, I think.
I posted a link to his YouTube channel. He puts up, like, just 15, 20-minute short sermons, and he posted such an uplifting 15 minutes. I can't remember the name of it. It was called Rapture, Tribulation, and something else, but he spent the whole speech was about just reassuring that, you know, as long as you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth,
mm-hmm.
you know, that Jesus is Lord, then you're going in the rapture. You know, he says, don't think because you're one of those. And what blew my mind is Keith gave me a word last week that I was an overcomer. And I struggle
mm-hmm.
with sin, you know, daily. And I'm not one of these Christians that will just sit back and sin and live on grace and accept
right.
that and that's enough. I strive to
mm-hmm.
keep sin away, to resist temptation. But I do slip. You know, I'm human. I fail. You know, but I'm such a downer on myself that I when I do slip, it beats me up. You know, like today with the getting angry. You know,
yes.
I don't like to feel anger. You know, I
right.
put that aside.
Right.
That's one of my biggest. You know, pride and anger were my biggest sins.
Mm-hmm.
In the world, you know, and
everybody
I was
has
terrible
something.
About it. And
yeah.
when God took that from me, I was so happy and so peaceful. And now I've been beating myself up about it, going, Lord, you know, I gave up my pride and my ego, and you know, and I'm now, you know, humbled in you. But now I'm getting walked on, you know, and it's ridiculous. I mean, by fellow believers.
Oh, welcome to
you know,
the club.
And it's
mm-hmm.
just like, Lord,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it makes me angry, and I have to fight that anger. And
Chris,
the enemy doesn't have 20 ways to get to you. Because, you know, he can't throw all these things at you. He's got only one or two, so he's going to put all his force in those one or two things, which he does with all
yeah.
of us. Because we are so strong in Christ, he can only hit us on one or two points, usually only one.
Yeah.
So he's going to put
mm-hmm.
all the ammunition to that one point, and it's like a record player. You can play it, try it again, and you know, and you might fall into it and then fall out of it and repent and cast them out and go. It's like it's a boring record that gets played over and over because there's nothing, no other angle to hit you. So
yeah.
It's just because of the fact that we're ready to get raptured. That is the only reason why. In the spirit realm, I'm seeing such insane attacks going on with the bride because of the fact that this really is it,
yeah.
you know? So,
yeah.
Chris,
you know,
Chris, he knows your heart.
Yourself.
Chris, he knows your
don't
heart. He knows
yourself.
Your heart.
He's trying to make you think that you're
heart.
Not going to be raptured. The enemy's
yeah.
trying to make
well,
you
yeah,
think
and
that you're a sinner,
I
mean. And you're not going to
be raptured.
And
he told me that today, too. I know your heart. I know your heart. All these things are coming at you and whatever, but he says, and I had a really bad day, but he said, I understand what you're going through. Chris, everybody
yeah.
else, he understands what you're going through. He says,
yep.
I know your heart. I know your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You're with me.
Right.
Despite all these other things, I know your heart.
Exactly. I mean,
you know,
usually when I'm getting attacked, I can see the demons hitting me. And even though I'm in the physical trying
really?
To fight him, I can see into the spirit realm at the same time, and I can always see
wow.
God's point of view on it. The whole time I'm looking down going, why am I tackling this stupid little problem? It's like
mm-hmm.
it's a huge wall when I can see beyond it so easily. I'm like, this is just,
yeah.
but you know what? We get tackled with it because we're still physical flesh. So we still get
yeah.
hit with one little thing that, but you know, when I look into the spirit realm, I see such a covering that the enemy is trying to do with the bride. He's trying to convince the bride
yeah.
that you're a sinner. There's no way you're going to be raptured because you're full of those old sins that you gave up. You're just nothing but a wretched sinner. And you're probably worse than the sinners out there, so why would God want you? All these lies and these
oh,
non-truths.
Yeah.
And you just ignore them because one quick
that's
thing
right.
I want to say is
yeah.
what you got to remember, always remember is that God brought you back to him to rapture you. You did not bring yourself back to God. No, you did not. God brought you back to
couldn't
him.
Couldn't do it.
As part of the bride to rapture you. So his plan is to rapture you. So just remember that whenever you're feeling like this is horrible. God, he already brought you back. So why would he bring you back and ditch
yeah.
you? That's not how God works. He brought you back to rapture you.
Right.
So rest assured in that,
right.
you know?
Yeah, he knows your heart. He knows
Chris,
your heart is with him.
I remember you saying something along these lines a while ago when you were talking about some of the things you were going through. And let me tell you, guilt is a tool of the devil. Guilt is like doubt. You know, Saul had guilt, but he lived in Christ. Peter had guilt, but he lived in Christ. they go forward in faith and knowing that their sins and their guilt has been covered. And he does not, you know, we are not to live, we're not to accept that, you know, when we have these challenges or when we do misstep, which we will misstep, there's no getting out of it. We're living a human condition, and our human condition is prone to sin and error. However, those sins are covered as long as we take those things and lay them back at his feet. So when we experience these things and we begin to have guilt or we are challenged about our own actions, just turn around, lay them at the feet of Jesus, and move on. Because Peter nor Paul lived in their error. They did not live in their sin. They lived in their faith. And so when you start having feelings of guilt, that is the equivalent of an evil attack on you. And it is a way of creating doubt in your faith that is it's like a back door to doubt in your faith. And it's a way for you, when you buy into the guilt, it's essentially denying the blessing of the sacrifice of Christ. You're rejoicing in your guilt. You know, and those are not people who are really turned to their hearts, their God. But your heart is turned to God, and do not live in your guilt. The guilt is an attack on your faith.
He knows your heart.
Amen.
Yeah, and what Jerry's talking about there is an overcomer. An overcomer is somebody that, you know, they might fall out for a little bit and come back. You know, the key is just to get your car, steer your car back on the road like the Lord tells him. That's all he looks for. Turn the steering wheel, go back on the road. And then he wants you to move forward, not look back, because now you're driving forward. Move forward and forget all about it, because he already forgot about it, you know?
That's good.
Yeah. I think Ben called back in. Ben, if you are able, you can speak right now. I wanted to bring in before the show's time's out. But you don't have to. Can you speak, Ben?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are. Yeah.
Hey, hi, Ben.
Oh, dang. I was wondering why earlier, like, it wouldn't let me talk. Now, I just want to call in because I was wanting to say, like, I totally relate to that because, like, I know what it's like going to work, like, waking up real early in the morning, getting, like, 3 hours of sleep, going to work, being around a bunch of ungodly people all day, and then, you know, coming home and not having too much time to, you know, pray and things like that. But God does understand. You know, a lot of, like, what I really feel like the Lord was impressing upon me today when I was studying some stuff, and also by looking at, like, the multiple, you know, like, videos and other things I was looking at today, you know, Bible verse after Bible verse, you know, these people kept quoting and stuff, like, and even, like, words from the Lord, they were quoting saying that, I'm always with you, I'm always with you, I'm always with you. Like, even if your heart condemns you, I'm always with you, no matter what. And, you know, like, even if you're, like, you're feeling bad, like, I think it was a word I heard from somebody this morning, you know, it said, you know, even if you're feeling bad, that's just, recognize that as just an emotion. He said, I'm always with you. And then another thing I was paying attention to today was, like, I was studying, like, I was, like, this dude sent me, like, part three of this video of how, you know, to, like, journal, you know, like, what I was talking about the other day. Journaling, trying to hear the voice of God and, like, journaling stuff down. And he was talking about some guys he was teaching and stuff. And when they really got to, like, writing down some, like, bad, you know, journal entries, like, all these, you know, these Pharisees out there that are really terrible and just, I don't know, like, he just said he just started writing down some, like, things that didn't really seem like, you know, God was really talking to him. You know, he said, where were your eyes at when you were writing those things down? Was it on God? And then, like, directly after that, I was, like, watching yet another video, and somebody had said that, you know, if you set your eyes on God, like, the devil automatically loses. Like, Satan tries to get you to look at your own fault over and over again.
One second.
That's what I was – okay. Well – I was 5 seconds. Well, God bless you all, and I'll see
you
all.
You too, honey.
God bless you, Ben. Thanks for calling.
All right.
And so let's put our faith in God. We're going to roll out here with a song. I am going to keep the studio open for a little while because I'm going to play with some of the music in the studio while I can play it. So I'm not going to officially kick everybody off here off the phone lines, but I'm going to declare the show over so that I can do a little techie stuff. And but thank you everybody for calling in. Did anybody have anything they wanted to add before we move on out?
Just hang in here. God bless you.
Just that I recommend that everybody check out that Joseph Prince video. It's short. It's so encouraging. You know,
that's
awesome. You know, saying on and on about how you're going in the rapture. Don't worry. It's soon. We see the signs. We know it's soon.
Beautiful.
Be patient and don't be, you know, don't kick
good
yourself
word.
Because you're sitting and think you're not going.
Yeah.
I ran into
you.
Okay.
Love you
this
all.
Morning.
Yes.
Love
you all. Love
you all.
Thank you all for calling in.
Chat sends hugs to Alana. Chat sends hugs to Alana. FYI.
Hey, yeah, amen. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love you, Alana.
Bye.
Thank
you, everybody.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, you guys. Come get us, Lord.
Amen.
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 Okay.
Have a healing
okay,
day.
Come now. Yes, amen.
Come
again.
Come now. That's right. Okay, so I'm just going to start hanging up on people. No offense. I'm only going to be playing partial songs, so I don't think it'll be very fun to listen to.
Okay.
And
all right, we'll talk tomorrow or in the air.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
I love you all. Bye-bye now.
Bye, guys.
can I find in my heart to keep this fire burning, to melt this heart of stone? Keeps me aching with the yearning, keeps me glad to have been caught in the restless, raging fury that they call the love of God. Now I've seen no band of angels, but I've heard the soldiers' songs. Love hangs over them like a banner. Love within them leads them on to the battle, on the journey, and it's never gonna stop. Ever widening their mercies and the fury of His love. Oh, the love of God. Now the Lord's door has opened, the door hell could never close. Here I'm tested, made worthy, tossed about, lifted up. And the restless raging fury that they call the love of God.
By you, but there never seems
to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time.
Not to find brothers. This is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this Miller sermon for you. My text this evening, when the saints go marching in, here come Brother Hickenbottom down the aisle with his trombone. Blow it, boy.
your smart mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be all. In the sky above, well, then enough off work, cause it was Friday night and Saturday morning, everything was just alright. Sure enough, well, the Lord could have let man choose, and man did. Well, there'd be sorrow and trouble in the world ever since, but there's hope for us still in the Word of God says. If we can be smart enough, just say yeah. Smart enough to say yes to Him, I said. Oh,
at my door. Standing up high, taking it slow, I'm gonna see the shine. You made her, there's an angel at my door. Oh, maybe there's an angel at my door. We opened up the door, let the music take us further than before.
Tells us about a man who ruled Babylon and all its land. Around the city he built a wall and declared that Babylon would never fall. He had concubines and wives. He called his Babylon paradise. On his throne he drank and ate, but for Belshazzar it was getting late. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Well, the people feasted and drank their wine and praised the false gods of his time. All holy things they scorned and mocked, but suddenly all their mocking stopped. For on the wall there appeared a hand. Nothing else, there was no man. In blood the hand began to write, and Belshazzar couldn't hide his fright. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Understand what was written by the mystic hand. Belshazzar tried but couldn't find a man who could give him peace of mind. But Daniel the prophet, a man of God, he saw the writing on the wall in blood. Belshazzar asked him what it said, and Daniel turned to the wall and read. My friend, you're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your kingdom is divided, it can't stand. You're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your houses are built upon the sand.
Oh, DJ Alpha.
DJ Alpha.
Tocando só as melhores.
Tocando só as melhores.
Let's go.
I want you to want me.
I'm not that old, young, but I'm not that bold, and I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. I feel something strong.
partner, can't you see?
Horn dog lieben, glausen, globen.
Ow.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been."
"Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Thank you.
seasons change, tree tops sway. I am young today. Children play sidewalk game as I dream away. That someday I'll float away over the sunrise, leave this whole crazy.
Na 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 na.
Thank you. get a good feeling, yeah.
Don't